Good morning, good evening, good night, good day, good luck. It's another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Street Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording Sunday, October 26th.
No, that seems wrong.
Sorry. Is freezing outside.
Is it freezing technically?
It was 32 degrees this morning.
Oh, it's freezing.
We walked dogs this morning. Hat, gloves, coat, whole nine yards. It was 32 degrees.
It was chilly. The sun was shining.
My breath was very
smoky. Was very breathy.
That's not from the weather.
I had fart.
You can't fart. Because people will see it. I'm moving
out of your mouth if you're Cartman.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're off to a good start.
Yes.
Howdy doodly do.
Yeah, we've got the full gambit here today.
We do.
Howdy doody mouth.
Oh. I blame Bart.
Howdy doody mouth.
Howdy doody mouth. I don't know.
That's the sound it would make.
Yep.
Sorry, Bart.
She's not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm to the point where I'm just not going to
either.
Yeah, you don't even.
There's no apologies needed here.
He's not
just going to download it, slap the intro on, and say,
send it. Just send it.
He's like, I'm tired of trying to make you guys sound like you know what you're talking about.
Like a bunch of assholes. You can sound like a bunch of assholes. Send it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do I need the explicit tag? No. Do I need the I don't give a fuck tag?
Yes.
IDGAF. What is this tag?
If we ever get popular enough, we can clean up our act then. And until then, fuck it.
That's true. Tell your friends, tell your family to start listening to us, and then maybe we'll actually start acting professional.
Then they might want to disown us.
Not.
Seriously. Yeah. Not.
Oh, gosh.
Psych.
Oh, no. Let's not bring
back. We're going there.
I just watched Scary Movie the other day, and it was just like, this is what we acted like?
Yeah. It's good times.
So if you follow us, I'll be sure to check out our website. I'm sorry.
Hard to follow that up.
That was amazing.
That was good. Please, I like how he did that.
For more pegging tips. Other 80s
Nailed
and 90s
it.
Trends. That's
Nailed
what
he it.
Said.
Marriage enhancements.
We're talking about wardrobe.
We are. What are you guys talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
But yeah, our website.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop. I promise.
Yeah, our website will be, I'm working on assembling the calendar of events for November right now. I'm actually working on both November and December. Just trying to get them out of the way.
How much do we have? Do we have a lot of stuff? I bet we do.
With the 2 months, I have 3 pages so far.
Holy mackerel.
And I barely even touched the surface because I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that won't even be announced till middle month.
Okay, yeah.
For December. So but I have time to work.
Oh, I think it's going to be I don't know. It's there's something. Gosh, it sounds lame, but it's very magical in the city when we start getting all the lights out, seeing everybody decorate.
And our checking out our city council notes and our police blotter, or what I like to call people in Cuyahoga Falls, have some class.
Oh, I have to read the recent one. It must be some good juicy stuff in there.
Oh,
I haven't read the recent one either.
Yeah, just read to find out.
Okay.
And if you enjoy the show or the paper, you can send your feedback to us. You can email us. You can at what's that email address?
Fallsrail.com.
You can also get a hold of us on Facebook, and you can review us on your podcatcher, Apple Podcasts. We're going to ignore Spotify. There's a lot of crap going on with Spotify, so review us on Apple.
We don't like Spotify. Screw you, Spotify.
But before we jump into the roundtable, then, how's everybody been? Have we attended some things?
Protest! No kings! Woohoo! That was fun. Last Saturday.
Where else? Yeah. We've been out to eat a few times.
Oh, Lila's. We've been to Lila's.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. Is it? Definitely better since they did
the rehab. Yeah. And they're supposed to be doing their Gordon Ramsay thing
coming
December,
up.
January. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they've been slowly expanding their menu a little bit. And it was good, very pleasant. And
we had Chen's last night. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
as Chen's usual. What else? Yeah. I've been working on rebuilding an old film camera. That's gonna. I'm gonna convert it to do Instax, Fuji Instax film, the wide stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna do it, shoot it on the fly, and have a little flash gun and the whole nine yards. And that I'm also gonna use it still shoot film. You know,
Instax is like Polaroid.
Yeah.
For people who are listening who don't know.
Correct. I did not know actually. So I'm glad you said something.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. Yeah.
That's like that old camera I found at what was that, Goodwill that we went to one day.
Yeah.
I was looking it up and I was like, you can't really get any film for it anymore though. You know? No. Well, you can, but you're on paper.
Very expensive.
If you see a Graflex 4x5 or any kind of 4x5, you fucking let me know and I'll give you the money. You can buy it. It's worth money.
Yeah, I can't remember what
or even like the little 2x3 ones. Those things are cool little cameras. They work great.
I think it was something like that. And it used like 110 film, I think it was.
Oh, well, yeah, that's different.
Well, it was proprietary or something like that. I mean, it wasn't the 110 that I remember, you know.
There you go.
No, it was, god damn, I can't remember what the fuck it was, but it had like a little leather cage. You know, it looked like a Hasselblad style where you look down, had the viewfinder and stuff. And
I thought we should have bought it. I thought it was pretty cool, but
it was pretty cool.
You know, we probably was 15, 10, 20 bucks, right? Just put it.
No, it wasn't even that much.
Put it on your shelf.
Well, that's what we have. We have one of your old camera up there on the shelf.
SRT 101.
I think that was the one that Kendall used when she was doing film, if I remember right. When she was taking photography.
May have.
Yeah, I feel it's probably worth a couple $100 if it still works.
No, it still works. I mean,
I think our daughter, what she did. She did a photography class back in high school and had to do film, and she did the dark room and all that kind of cool stuff. And I think that was the camera she used.
It's probably
It
probably needs new seals, light seals, which were cheap. You can buy them for $5-$10, put them in yourself, and then you can run a roll of film through it. It probably worked.
It's my decor.
I mean, yeah, last time I used it, I mean, it still worked fine, but
yeah,
shutter's a little slow. Sticky. You know,
yeah,
it's a little sticky, you know, but shit, the thing's from 69. Mm-hmm. So
and
it's not been taken care of. So
my old 71 Nikon F2 still works.
I got to see what my dad has. Some cool stuff in there. He used to have a dark room in the basement. I remember that. He keeps everything. So I'm sure.
Let me know when he wants to get rid of that stuff.
Well, yeah. I don't know. He probably doesn't even know what he has and hasn't even looked at it. So what else is going on, Bart?
I haven't had a whole lot going on myself. Mostly,
no,
just working and relaxing and working on paper stuff.
Oh,
does that mean actually writing any articles?
No,
no.
Don't be silly.
Are you preparing yourself for the 12 movies of Christmas again?
No,
you're not doing it this year. Not doing it this year.
Those were so funny. I get it.
12 Days of Die Hard. That's all it is.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
You just review Die Hard 12 times in a row.
You have to watch them all. Like back.
Why do that to me?
I've only ever seen the first two.
How many are there?
Three? Too many.
That's at least four.
I think there's four.
Four. Really?
I think there's four.
Yeah,
I feel like this keeps happening that I think it's the person, right? I mean, if it was me and this kept happening to me, I would start thinking it was something that I was doing.
Well, near the end, it's a big joke. Right, because he starts. Yeah. They literally have dialogue in the movie. I can't believe this happens to me again.
Good. Okay.
So yeah.
Kind of breaking that. What is that? Breaking that fifth wall or whatever.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We acknowledge just fourth wall. Thank you. We know that it's silly, but
John McCain.
Yeah, it looks like there was five.
Oh,
was there? There you go.
Yeah, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Live Free or Die Hard, and A Good Day to Die Hard.
The last one was.
I don't remember seeing that one.
I wasn't very good. The other ones were pretty good. Yeah, Mike, you ever want to do a movie marathon? Like, come over, we'll fire up the home.
Yeah!
We can test out the limits of my new 18-inch subwoofer.
Let me know. I'll make sure to be gone. Suzanne and I can have spa night.
We'll have spa night. Kathy, what are you doing? Spa night or movie night?
We call it spa night.
Yeah. That's what we're calling it. Don't you worry about it.
There you go.
Cocktail night.
We can go and get our toesies done while sipping champagne.
They do still allow you to have two cocktails at Vivo Beauty Bar.
Ta-da, there you go.
Yep, party of the service.
I like that place. The owner's really, really nice.
We should interview her for a local business.
Yeah, she said she wanted to be. She would be.
She would do it.
Yeah, she was enthusiastic about it, too.
I'll have to type up some questions.
Local business owner. She, right. and How many years? She's been there for a few years now, right?
5, 6. Good time.
Kathy, are you still awake?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. I thought you drifted off.
No. She's reading something. Reading. I'm but reading.
No. I'm resting my eyes.
I'm resting my eyes. You get amen. Yes. Okay. We're good to go. Let's go.
All right. Let's jump to the round table.
So start off with the Firefighters Memorial is finally been finished and it's up. The dedication was a couple weeks ago.
I saw the new plaque on it when we were driving by this weekend. It's on. Looks good.
It's nice.
It looked very, very official.
Yeah.
So the original bell is hanging in there. And unfortunately, you know, it is more closed in than they had planned. You know, with wind resistance, they had to do something about that. But it looks good.
It does look nice.
I say that and then there's bells.
Holly was scratching.
A little doggy collar.
Doing the sound effects for us.
The remains of World War II veteran Platoon Sergeant Harold Weaver finally returned home to the Falls. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been on
this. Yeah. It was after nearly 8 decades. Jeez. He was returned. He is now residing in Oakwood Cemetery.
Returned from where? I guess I didn't hear that story.
It looks like the POA MIA accounting agency confirmed his ID in 2023. So the body was a John Doe or the remains at least were a John Doe for quite some time.
Hmm. Was he part of like the unknown soldier or what? I mean, what is the, or was he here in the States? Or was he in Germany?
No, he was somewhere in the
East. He was in Japan.
He was in Japan.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they
in 2016, the Japanese government returned the remains to the United States, where there was more forensic testing, and that's how they identified him.
Oh, okay.
In which case, because of that, then he's now being returned to the Falls.
What an interesting story. That sounds great. Okay. All right.
I guess on May 4th, 1945, during a Japanese counterattack in Okinawa, he and many of the Marines died. The remains were burned on the battlefield. Oh. But many of them were left unidentified. And so he was just declared permanently non-recoverable.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Imagine being his family and just not knowing what happened to him. I just, heartbreaking.
That was near the end of the war, wasn't it?
It had to have been.
Yeah,
you said 1945. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, gosh.
Did anybody know what part of the Falls that they were from?
He graduated from Falls High.
Okay.
And he attended Kent State before
joining
the Marines. But yeah, it doesn't say where exactly.
Well, welcome home, Platoon Sergeant Weaver.
Mm. And we'll continue with some depressing news. Multiple depressing news is.
Oh, sorry, friends. We'll get it over quickly.
So the new middle and high school will have a designated staff member carrying a gun on school ground.
I don't understand. I don't understand why or how this happened.
Well, when I read what's behind it, I was with it. It's
what are the details then? Because I think I saw that you posted and said that you've details are different. So
it's one person that confidential information they're not sharing who's already been some type of background training with weapons. So I don't know if it's a military, but they didn't say what it was, but and they will be like evaluated multiple times through each year. So it's not like, it's not like they're just letting all the teachers have guns. It's like one person that's private. They'll have training and they'll have
they're qualified and trained
multiple times. I'm okay with that.
It's stupid. It's a stupid idea because one person in a school with a gun is not going to do shit. They're not.
Right. But it's the idea. They don't know the kids and people don't know who that might be. You know what I mean? So it's like,
the officer on the flight right now after 9/11. So they put an unmarked cop on flights. So. What, that didn't stop all the bad people on
some flights. You don't know which one, right. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't stop anyone. There's all kinds of fights on flights and people being rude.
Call air marshals.
Yeah.
My concern is that what if a kid finds the gun? What if something happens? I mean,
what if that person flips out?
Well, I think it's
but I'm not.
I think it's going to be locked up. It's not. Yeah.
I don't.
They did a lot of security. It sounds to me.
It's locked up. I thought he had to carry it.
Just look what happened at Uvalde. And how many cops were out there, and how many people still got killed, and the cops were there while
the cops
happening.
Refused to go in because they didn't want to get shot.
That so come on,
yeah. I don't know.
Trained police.
Well, we don't know if this person was former military either.
I don't. It could be that he could be the best, or she. I'm being sexist.
It could be whoever.
They could be the most trained individual ever. But you have kids that are walking around, high schoolers, middle school kids that are very curious. They're not idiots. If they find something could happen with that, and it just makes me very nervous.
I'm assuming that they already
I'm okay with
discussions. They already I'm sure they discussed this in open at the
no,
hearings.
I don't think it was discussed.
No, I think maybe it was closed sessions.
It happened.
So there's no transcripts in any of these discussions or what they consider, because I'm sure that all the arguments I'm sure that they were having happened there too. I'm sure they're all talking about all the what ifs and what about this, because they don't want to be liable to
someone
killed or something going wrong. So I'm sure they discussed all of these things, but they weren't open.
And the police department,
specifics,
yeah,
right? People. They weren't open about the discussions. And
This person could have had a criminal. I'm drawing a blank.
Criminal record?
No, not a criminal record.
Law enforcement background check?
Yeah, law enforcement training. You know, like they could have.
Yeah, they did say that they were already had experience with. So it wasn't like someone that. Yeah, like
it's not the average Joe. It's somebody who.
I would imagine that they would make sure that was person knew how to use a gun
or anything like that, and it's a voluntary thing.
Who is mentally stable?
They will have
background checks.
It's somebody who thinks that they're going to be a hero in a terrible situation,
and they will have multiple evaluations.
Born duty.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Not everyone shitty.
Gummy finally kicked in.
No,
he's seeing the positive now. Whoa.
Okay, not every.
Stick with it. Not everyone is shitty.
Because there are awful lot of great liberals in the world.
Oh, all right. Hopefully the person with the gun is a liberal. That is all.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not kidding.
What's the other bad news, Bart?
So let me ask you this question, Jen. Would you consider me to be mentally stable to carry?
No.
Pardon?
Sorry.
Myself. You know me. Do you think I would be
mentally stable?
That's not for me to decide. That's for a psychologist.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
I would be around you if you had a gun. Yes. I would trust you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, we don't know who this person is, you know? So I'm like, that's the immediate jumping to conclusions that, you know, this person must be, you know, I don't consider myself a hero, think I'd rather be prepared in a situation.
I'm not worried about the person caring. I think we're focusing on that. That's great that he's trained or she's trained. Again, sexist, that they're trained to be able to do this. I am worried about the accidents that could happen. I am worried about that it's around children. That are very, it's high school, middle school,
location. Is this person physically caring? All
definitely
the time?
A lot of everyone has legitimate concerns here.
Yes.
And sure a lot of people, when they were discussing it, they had just as many legitimate concerns as we did.
So I just don't know whether or not it is being locked up, or are they actually carrying it?
Yeah, you'd have to read the article, because the article has a lot of the information, which I can't remember all of the details, but it had a lot of information they will be evaluated psychologically, or however they say it, twice a year or something. It's not, it's not like they just have someone in there with a gun and they have to have background checks like so many times a year. And then they have to have
evaluations and all that.
Then they have to have their, I don't know what you call it.
Being around a bunch of kids is a high stress environment anyway.
And they don't even, did they say a teacher for sure or just a staff member? I don't really
know. It's a staff member.
So. See, we don't really know. Yeah.
An employee.
Could be a maintenance person. Could be, you know, is it somebody who's acting as a school resource officer?
I think we're focusing on the fact of the person that's carrying the gun, not all the other people that are in that building. It's like you have to. And I will have to read the article thoroughly, and I didn't. And that's, you know, shame on me. But I would like to know whether or not it's being locked up, or are they carrying it around.
Along with the armed staff member whose weapon will be concealed. So, no, they're going to be armed. It's going to be on them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what concerns me.
Pardon?
Was that, which article are you
looking at? This is the Akron Beacon Journal article.
Okay.
From
Probably the one
October 17th. It said they'll, and it's an employee, and that they will be armed, complete their training requirements by June. And so it's for the new high school and junior high complex, right?
That's, yeah. That yeah. Was,
so they
yeah.
will be armed. It'll just be concealed on their person.
That's the, that's where I get a little hesitant about it, because I know we're focusing on who's carrying it, but I worry about the people that are coming in and out of that building, the teachers, the kids, you know, the staff or whatever. My concern is that it just takes one little minor whoopsies for something to happen.
Yeah. Here you see the ICE people are shooting their partners because they were like using a gun to whack on somebody's window and the cow shot their buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where we're at now. So, you know.
Well, that's one of the things they teach you on gun safety, not to take your gun and use it as a hammer.
Yeah, you don't use it as a fucking
gun. Don't do that. That's stupid. That's dumb.
So I hope our school employee will not use their gun
as a hammer.
As a hammer.
Yep.
Well, I do have two worrying things. One, what happens when the students figure out who?
And they will, because they're going to know somebody has a gun. We're going to try to, they're going to make it a game.
Oh, they will. Oh, yeah.
They're smart, and they'll just see the bulge or something. Oh, I saw a piece of it, and then they'll know.
Yep.
But also, what if that person's sick?
Oh, they can't be sick.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, that's part of the reason why you did.
I'm sorry, we have lost everything.
Yeah, we have. I lost Kathy. Okay.
We're back.
Yep. I'm here. Okay, sorry, back. I muted myself. I think that's part of why it's confidential. You don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. So if they're not there, you don't know, like, oh my God, now it's a free-for-all. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. You know. But that's it. If the people figure out who it is, and then they see, oh, that person's not here today.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, I guess. But
it's an experiment. I'm sure other schools throughout the nation have done this too.
Yeah. And a teacher had a gun in the
first in Ohio. Is that what it is? Or first in the
first in the county?
First in the county. Okay. So other schools have definitely done it.
Yes. And the teachers had a gun in the desk and it went off. I don't know if you guys remember. There was some kind of story about that.
Yeah.
So it's like, the other schools have done this, and
there has
been problems with it. But
I mean, Suzanne, there's statistics to back up your fears.
Yeah,
saying that where there are more guns, there are more incidents.
Yep,
more gun incidents, 100%. Because if there's no gun there, there's gonna be no fucking gun incidents. If there's a gun there, there's a small likelihood that something can go wrong, that something can happen. Yes, and that small, no matter how small it is, it's still.
It's a concern.
It can still happen.
So here in the article, it says the school board's resolution also requires the authorized employee possess substantial law enforcement, combat arms, special operations, or other active duty military experience and or qualification deemed satisfactory to superintendent and to be armed while on duty, annually complete criminal records check and physical and psychological assessment, and complete quarterly firearms training. Also must remain in good standing as full-time district employee and provide and maintain his or her own weapon, holster, magazines, and other necessary. Comfortable with this, then some people wouldn't, like teachers just in general, to carry guns. I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with forcing a teacher to learn how to, you know, do that. I think,
Was already trained in the military or special forces.
Right. Right. And they volunteer.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
It's not like they're making them do.
If you're that well trained, then that gun is literally, it's like the second nature, and handle it and safely. You know what you're doing. You're a professional. I mean, and I don't have a problem with something that's that heavily trained, you know, to do that. That's fine. You know, but
yeah, I was alarmed at first, but once I read it all and it's like, they did cover a lot of that.
I mean,
and you know, it's because there's going to be so many more students there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see why. And I can see that, you know, the benefit and the positivity, but I also have that underlying fear of something happening. So it's like, I'm cautiously optimistic this is a good thing, but I am just a little like, bottom line, it's sad that this even has to be talked about and done,
it's all terrible.
And I do applaud, for them to take this much effort and make sure that it's being done right. But it gives me a little, I'm a little apprehensive. That's all.
Do you think this is going to be a deterrent for gun violence in the Cuyahoga Falls, that particular Cuyahoga Falls school?
Possibly.
Or do you think that it's all bullshit?
I
Or do you think it's going to cause a problem unforeseen in the future?
I think that we could probably all agree that anybody that is going to take a gun into a school and shoot up people, they're not mentally well. I get kind of tired thinking properly. Right. I'm sick and tired of hearing about, well, this is a mental illness problem, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, anybody that is going in there and being able to mentally be okay with what they're doing, they're mentally ill. So whether or not they are thinking that through, like, oh, I really want to go shoot up a bunch of people because of I was bullied or whatever. I don't know if that mindset of them saying, wait a second, there's some person in this building here that has a gun.
Might do that.
Well, and another thing is that they might be sparked off to figure out who that person that is carrying the gun.
Yeah.
Because that would make it a mission before they went in and did. So I got to find out who has that gun.
And it's a big campus. So if they find out who, maybe you could go into the other. It's like, how quickly can that person? And I don't care how trained you are. You could be the most trained individual. You have to make a quick decision on when to draw that gun and when not to. And that is that's a difficult thing to do. You have to assess instantly what is happening. Which is why I'm not a big fan of a lot of people carrying their own guns where they're like, I'm carrying my own gun, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you have to be able to think very quickly what is going on, assess it, and who is the actual person that's the danger? Who's the actual person that I need to take care of? And people that are police officers, military, they get it wrong all the time, right? I mean, they're trained to do that. They're already, I'm on duty, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and they get it wrong all the time. So it just makes me a little bit nervous. I'm sure that they did a lot of research, and I am happy to hear that they've gone through all of these steps to make sure that it's as safe as possible. But again, why are we having this problem? Why do we have to keep talking about this? I don't know. It just feels like we're putting a Band-Aid on things, and I don't know.
Yeah. And they'll still have a resource officer, and I think they might have added.
And I think they're adding. They're adding additional resource officers.
So those will be visible. No,
I like the visible size of it. Yeah. I like the resource officers. I like to see a person in uniform and with a gun or whatever. I like to be able to identify this person's here to protect us and help, not wondering who might be carrying a gun and what, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. My thought.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, from what I read, it sounded.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was not a fan of just having teachers all over the place.
Oh my gosh. No, not at all. Hey guys, we have a problem with guns. You know what would be a really smart idea? Let's add more guns. Yeah. What other news are we going to talk about today, Bart?
So apparently a staple in Cuyahoga Falls, Mr. Funds, if going out of, well, they're not completely going out of this, but, you know, how many years have they been on Front Street now?
Been a couple years.
It's been a few years now, yeah. Well, they're closing their door.
That sucks.
Gosh.
No more fun.
Do you know why? Does it say why?
Yeah, so it seems that, you know, they've had a lot, there's been, you know, they've dealt with a lot of stuff over the years, and lately, you know, they've been a family business 30 years now. Oh, no, sorry. So the current generation's gone for 30 years now.
Yeah.
And so after Christmas, they're going to be closing their door, the physical storefront. They're still going to be selling online.
Oh.
But I guess, you know, especially lately with all the tariffs, it's been too expensive.
Oh, man.
I'm worried about that.
Sense by the Falls is now closing up, too.
Well, that's on our next list.
Yeah, they jumping ahead.
Sorry.
Closed. What, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
For Sense, I feel like it had a lot to rent.
Yeah, I would imagine that place is probably not cheap to rent.
Yeah, it's a good space.
Good space, and it was all new and fancy. And they might have been, they might have fit a lot of the original build outfit, too. And that's a lot of money.
A little patio they had there. Yep. Kind of nice.
But Mr. Funds, you know, they're going to be selling online. They've noticed a lot lately. You know, people don't have as much money either to spend.
Yeah.
So they haven't been coming into them or like Party City. It's just been, you know, you're making do with what you have versus
buying something. And also, is it maybe, I mean, with COVID, maybe they struggled with that and just never recovered. Yeah. And now with the tariffs that are going up and people not having as much money to spend, it's just this, I don't know. not to be doomsday, but I feel like that's probably going to be happening a lot to the smaller businesses. And honestly, you have the freaking Amazon that people are going and buying. The, exactly. You know, it's difficult to compete with that. And it's a shame.
A lot of the stuff I buy from Amazon are things that typically I can't usually get locally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like locally. Yeah.
It's a lot of specialty, interesting, mm-hmm. weird items. You just can't get them. Yeah. And sometimes if I go on Amazon, I was like, oh, this company sells it. I go to that company's website
and get it from them.
Directly from them instead of Amazon. Actually skip Amazon.
That's smart. Yeah.
So I lost my place.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, so no more Mr. Funds at the end of the year. Sets by the Falsest closed permanently. But you know what? You can still get your leaves picked up starting.
Yay!
Just can't leaf it alone. Is that what you're saying?
Yay for our local government.
Yay.
And the BMVs has moved, and our son actually registered stuff at the.
Was it just as quick as it they've always been?
He said it seemed like he said there was no line. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are
stuff with sheets too.
They are. I work around there and I'm starting to see a little bit and I'm like, ugh.
Take your sheets.
Give me my MTO.
Hey, literally walkable, like probably where I'll be getting a lot of my lunch. We were talking about that. Like we need to have a sandwich named after us. Yeah.
Suzanne. Roller meat.
Ew. So leaf pickup, huh? October 27th through December 5th.
Yes. So make sure you have your leaves out on the lawn, out on the devil strip by 7 o'clock a.m.
Yep.
Not I almost tree said lawn. Tree lawn is like, no.
Yep. Where are you? Come on.
The curb lawn.
And don't rake the leaves into the street. Let Please the wind don't. Do that for
you. Oh, gosh, yes. Right? Yep.
If you're looking to see what day your street gets picked up on, you can go to the city's website, and there's a link to search for your address, and it'll tell you which days.
Ooh, fancy technology.
So, Cuyahoga Falls Library's Books and Dragons program returns this year, Saturday, November 15th, with vampires, werewolves, and ghosts. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
It's an interactive day of fantasy, monsters, tabletop role-playing games, speakers, and most of all, books. Why would there be books in the library?
So weird.
There will be crafts, games, vendors, such as the Learned Owl.
No, the Learned Owl? Like Owl?
The Learned Owl.
Is that real, or is that a...
Assuming it's the Learned Owl.
Okay.
There it is. The Learned Owl. Lady Mallory's Designs and Green Dragon Inn. Ooh, with handcrafted mocktails and much more. Green Dragon Inn is awesome.
They have games, right?
Yeah, shit ton of games.
Caregivers for Pop-Pop was telling us that they play games there.
Yes, you could. There's this wall of games that you can get. I mean, it's just amazing. That sounds so much fun.
Vampire.
What's the age?
Yeah,
what is the age?
I'm assuming
one billion.
100.
Oh, that's
1 million.
$1 billion this year. Darn it. Be there.
So planet Earth is there.
Planet Earth, yep.
It's only 4,500 years old.
6,000.
Oh, gee. And it's flat. Carried around on turtles.
It is flat. I'm sorry, but if the flat. No, never mind. I'm not going to do that joke.
That's okay. What she said.
Yeah,
like your head. You remember that one, Bart?
No.
Royal, she's a flat. It's flat like your head. I think that was old. Is that Bugs Bunny? Oh, and I got to find out.
Oh, boy.
I want to say it was Bugs Bunny.
Now that you say that, it sounds
familiar.
No, it just sounds like something that would be.
Bugs Bunny. Here we go. She's flat like your head. It's with Christopher Columbus. You know, everyone's favorite.
Chicago Valley Scenic Railroad has been nominated for Newsweek's Best Christmas Train Ride for 2026.
Yay!
I voted Yay. Already.
I did too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to go do that.
We should make it a gummy day and just go and do that. Cool. Right, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
And then the drinkers can drink and the weeders can weed.
I'm loving it.
I'm friends with a couple of the elves that work on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew one that was on there, but I don't know if she still does it.
Do they give you, is there an official elf costume?
I don't think there's an official elf costume.
I think we're friends with somebody who does pretends to be Santa. Yeah, Bob and Mary.
Are we?
Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Right. Well, I think they do it. They do that
for the Lions Club and Copley.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And they she's a seamstress. She makes amazing.
She makes some really amazing costumes.
Like super beautiful, like amazing Santa and Mrs. Claus costume. Mm-hmm. It looks super authentic.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, that's I knew at least the Santa and Mrs. Claus that used to do it. I don't know if he does it anymore because his wife passed away a couple years ago.
Oh.
So, and I haven't heard, you know, if he still does it.
If anybody needs a good Santa and a Mrs. Claus, I know somebody. They're amazing. They do a good job. I know
you
they
know Santa.
You know Santa? You know
Santa, yes. And he has granted me wishes before.
What?
Like free beers and shit. But
yeah. Well, hey, that's a good wish.
All right, going back to a little side note here, I'm disappointed in the city because I was looking up our leaf removal days.
Yeah.
And it says rake leaves into a long line along the tree lawn.
What?
Devil strip.
Oh, no. Devil strip, man.
We need to tag the mayor immediately.
I'm disappointed. Slash
devil strip.
It's not even those slashes, straight up tree lawn. Man.
I bet you anything, if you said something to the administration, they would probably change it.
Probably put it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
They would think that's hilarious. I think we need to do that.
It would be funny. That would be funny.
If anybody is listening, which I'm sure they are.
I want to lodge an official complaint.
I'm going to go straight to Facebook and tag the mayor.
Tag the mayor.
It's all his fault. He did it all.
Oh, man. Is he really Cuyahoga Falls? Does he love Cuyahoga Falls? No, he doesn't understand.
I don't understand what people get. I don't understand how they can think they're doing such a terrible job. I don't fucking get it.
I don't.
It's just there's no evidence. Just because he doesn't like him because he's a Dem.
Yes, because he has.
They think he's crooked because he's a Dem. That's automatic. Yep. That's what they think. Yeah. Everything he's doing, there's like an ulterior motive, and they're either or against.
The council being a majority Democrat, they think there's some conspiracy going on. It's
majority.
Like, no, I mean. Majority, all Democrats.
It's so completely. Nobody's even bothering to run against any of them.
Yeah, they think it's some conspiracy. It's like, no one.
Doing a really fucking good job, people. My God.
Yeah. I mean, Summit County is very Democrat. I mean, we do live in a very kind of blue state or blue county. So, I mean, in Cuyahoga Falls is, and it's just that's how it shakes out. And I guess speaking about that.
Yeah. So,
time.
When it came time to get the people's names in on the ballot. We had two new council people put their names in and replacing two of the council people stepped down. But everybody who put their names in were all returning or new were all Democrats. No Republicans put their names in.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that is,
you know why they say they didn't?
Why?
In a room that I follow, they say that because they get attacked. They get personally attacked.
Oh, fucking please.
To run. Like, people try and get them fired and stuff.
I think they're projecting. Those are the things that they fucking do.
What?
And we have friends that it happened to them.
Republicans would never do that to Democrats. Yeah. We're all weird.
That's what the current thinking is, that, we can't run because we'll be attacked.
So, I want to know what evidence they have of this, or this is just hearsay because they feel it's true. Do they actually have incidents where this happened? Or are they just talking out of their ass? See, that's what I want to know. Whether they're actually fucking just making it up.
Acquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, then they complained about attack ads and stuff like that. So,
it's like whiny little Trump. You're coming after me.
You're a public. You're a figure for public office. You're going to be scrutinized.
Yes,
you're going to be. Yep, yep.
If you're a piece of shit, it's going to come out that you were a piece of shit. That's it.
Yep.
So right now, we have, like I said, we have all returning council people and mayor. With the exception of Ward 3, who Nikki Sebula is running.
She was placed.
Yes.
She was appointed,
She stepped in, and now she's running.
Yep. Okay, gotcha. All right.
And then for Ward 7, Marie Willis.
Because Jerry's retiring.
Yeah.
Jerry, 20, oh my gosh, he did
22 years, something like that. I can't remember.
So much dedication in him, so yeah.
And then for the school board, you have option of three of Anthony Gomez, Jennifer Allen, John Sands, Carrie Schaefer, Megan Weekly, and Courtney Zimmerman. We encourage you to do your research on all six of these people.
Do your research big time. Big time. Yes. That's all we're going to say about that.
For Stowe Municipal Court Judge, Cynthia Curtin and Amber Zibber. I don't know how you say that. Thank you.
Sorry, Bart.
No, I appreciate it.
I saw you getting hung up on that one.
Yeah, I would have done the same. I'd be like, I know who she is.
It took me four tries to type out the name.
Yeah.
And then there's three issues on the ballot. Issue one is a renewal and increase of the Summit Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services.
Okay.
Issue 26, increasing council member time from 2 to 4 years. And issue two, I just wrote charter amendment and decided not to write what it was the charter amendment was for.
Don't worry about it. Just vote for it.
Silly part.
I think at this point it was like, I'm done.
I'm just putting it in there. Do we know what the amendment is, or should we be?
Was it the charter amendment to do the have 4 year terms instead of 2 year terms?
That's issue
26.
Okay.
Quickly looking, issue two for most property owners, it's county. That's a county charter. Never mind. Was it a county charter amendment?
I'm sure we can find it on the Dem Club page.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about increasing the council member time from 2 to 4 years? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't have a problem with it because
I think it's okay.
So are the only counties that still have 2 year terms.
Everybody else has, and it saves money because election.
Yes.
They spend more time working.
Yeah.
When you only do 2 years, you have so much time working and then you got a campaign. So at least with 4 years, you can actually get some, you don't have to be always campaigning all the time. So, and it doesn't start
till 2030.
This term. Yeah. So
yeah,
anyone saying, yeah, it's not like to keep the Dems in place.
Yeah, the people in power aren't going to be up
in 5 years.
Yeah, and another two election cycles.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So it wasn't like purposely just to keep current people in, but
yeah,
but it's to help save money for elections.
Yeah, Mike, how much did you say you saw how much it cost?
Like $60,000 to, I don't know if that was per candidate or just overall, but it was like, I think Nikki was the one who posted that in one of the forums. It was a $60,000 to run an election for city council.
The whole thing or is that per person?
That's why I don't remember if it was per candidate.
I'm thinking it's for the election.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it costing 5 to 10.
Sure. Per person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
I think they're talking about just what it costs the city to put it on, not candidates, like being able to have those places open, having, paying the people that are running it, counting it, everything. I mean, all that different stuff makes sense. $60,000.
Do you remember how much Alex said it cost to run for school board?
I don't remember. It's a
couple thousand.
Yeah. It's not anything to sneeze at.
Five. I could see five around me.
Yeah.
I don't know how much signs cost, right? Or,
yep. It really depends.
Most of it, you just have to walk your precinct and just talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Knock doors.
Yeah. So I guess I have the good news. Let's talk about the No Kings protest as good news. I heard that it was very, Jen, what did you say it was? It was kind of like, not peaceful, but very,
joyful.
That was a joyful
party type atmosphere. Everyone was like having a good time and laughing and commiserating because we're all like light-minded. We're all, believe the same thing. And we're just one big team. And
it was all about democracy.
Yep.
Standing up for democracy.
Yes. And then fuck you to everything that's not democracy. And
sure.
It was a very anti-fascist kind of a protest. And
not a Democrat, not a Republican.
No, I didn't see any signs bashing Republicans. I didn't see any signs saying anything about Democrats. I saw lots of signs saying, I believe in democracy.
I love America.
And down with democracy, and America isn't run by a king.
There was Trump signs. There was some of that. There wasn't a lot, but yeah, it was what she said was most of it. But yeah, there was some other stuff.
There wasn't anything that was anti-Republican.
I want you to look at all the pictures.
Do you have anti-Republican signs?
Yes, I do.
I want to look at them.
All right. Well, you can decide for yourself. I have thousands of signs I've taken pictures of.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about one particular person or one particular thing. It seems like this was
everyone's grievances. Yeah.
Everybody protested for their own individual reasoning for it. Everybody's being touched by what is happening right now, whether you're Republican, whether you're a Democrat or independent. everybody is being affected with what is going on. So for whatever reason you have to protest, they were out there. So there are some people that are very, you know, fuck Trump, that kind of stuff, which yay, agree. But also there are people that are just, they don't like what's happening with ICE, or they don't like what's happening with, you know, it's like, can be very individual on what they're protesting, or could be the overall, like the everything that's happening. So
there was a lot of very diverse for due process.
There was
due process,
and then, you know, or you know, swear her in, you know, talking about stuff like, there was a lot of stuff like that. There was also stuff that was
The Epstein files. People want the Epstein files released.
People with pictures of Trump with Epstein.
You know? Yep.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff, but there was stuff like fuck Trump and fuck the Republic. There was stuff like that too. It wasn't as there was a small, much smaller percentage, but yes, it was there.
I
like those things too. Somebody has a sign on their dog that says I take Trumps.
Well, I mean, I think that that's the just nationwide on how many people showed up and to protest and did it so peacefully. I think that there was like, I don't know if there was like maybe one or so arrests in the whole entire nation on something like that. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
There was an arrest in Kent.
And then somebody got run over in Medina, and then they
there was one in Canton where there's I think it was Canton that someone got a hit and run.
Yeah. But the one in Kent, the guy supposedly had a gun. It was three Trumpers.
There was not any supposedly. He had a gun.
It was a stolen gun, and it fell out of his waist or something. It was like
was he a protester or was he an anti-protester?
He was a counter-protester, and he shoved a woman.
Yeah,
he
didn't like what her sign said, and then somebody basically just tackled him, touch her, and then
we don't know why he.
There was fucking video. There's video.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said. All I know is I saw the action. And I know that there was also, I belong to some Kent pages, and there's people that were standing there that they described exactly what happened. There's like three or four people described it, talked about it in detail, what happened. And they all looked like they were very close to the same story to me.
But overall, it was joyful. And I absolutely, I'm so amused and love the whole costume set of people are coming out in and making it. I mean, making it a, you know, almost a joke that they're saying that this is, you know, terrorism and all this stuff where apparently it is not.
I mean, we know it's not true, just the way he's trying to demonize it. So
sure,
you know, his flock, that, you know, he could pee on them and they would like it. So
sure,
but his flock, they would want them, because they don't actually look at the real news. They look at what they're fed, right? And they're not fed the same stories.
Well, I mean, I think fair thing that we're all fed shit, that, you know, our algorithm just totally will feed you stuff too.
Yes, we do. Yep. We get
and you
stuff.
Have to be curious, and you have to go out, and you have to research.
But they're not. I'm saying they're not. And
they're not.
They believe what they said, and then so we're violent and we're aggressive, and then he's not a king, he's our president, and all these little talking points. A lot of these things that we see on social media though are bots. They're not actually real.
They're
all programmed to say these things in these comments section.
And I think that we got to remember that we are more alike than we are different as a country. And you allow this algorithm and these bots to kind of divide us. And that is what they want. That's what a fascist regime wants, is for us to be fighting amongst ourselves.
Of course.
Demonizing each other.
The billionaires are spending lots of money to hire people to do this shit. And also other countries are doing this to us to divide us.
Yeah.
Is one of them.
Yeah.
So, and this is their techniques. This is what they're doing. And, and they're tearing us apart. And it's all on purpose. And it's all, you know. They don't care. They don't care who wins. They just want everyone to
Well, they want to fight amongst. They want, you know, for us to fight amongst ourselves.
Fascism is good for them. So they want fascism. Yep.
And we have more in common than we have in common in our country. I mean, there is very wild, different ideas. But the majority of us all pretty much want the same thing. We want to be able to buy food. We want to be able to have medical care. We want to be able to be safe. We want our children to do better than what we did.
Sure.
We want them to be educated, whether it's in the trades or in whatever it is. We all kind of want this American dream that we keep saying is so important to us. And it's almost like we're being divided like crazy.
We are, and a lot of it's culture based too. And the right reacts to culture based wars.
Yep.
That's what gets them angry, and that's what gets them to the polls, and that's what gets them to type on their keywords.
It's a lot of culture wars, right?
That's right. Because the Republicans don't have a good package to give the American people. They don't
No. What do they
have? Take away your health care and raise your taxes and make you make less money. and they want to give the corporations more power to poison you, whoever the fuck they want, so they get, because they want capitalism. They want but they don't, those people don't care about that because they're anti-trans, because they're told that trans people are terrible people. So that's what drives them to the polls. It's the other shit. And they think that we're immoral because we like trans people. So it's just this whole back and forth. They
but we like human beings, right? I mean, we're like, but we're very human beings.
That. They have, that's the
other.
Thing.
It's the other. It's the enemy.
Yes. I mean, you know, Mexicans and Democrat. Oh, you're a fucking stinky liberal. You're a Democrat. You're evil. That's what they
do. The other.
I do too. And I'm a guilty for it because they do it to me because you are my enemy now.
Yeah.
And it's come after me. That's what fascists do. It's not just we'll come at you. Democrats will come at you within the limit of the law, the limit with morality, right? They don't have morality. They don't have a stopgap. They're going to go all in. They're going to try to fuck you and win at any means necessary. That's what fascism is. That's what Trump's doing.
It is.
No norm, no law. They don't care. They're going to try to make it happen. Whereas we're restrained, right? And that's the problem. They're more likely going to win because they don't have limits. We do. And
however, like I will say, like the good news that I am going to, that how many people actually came out to protest or to walk, and that maybe we are starting to wake up in this country and realizing that we are allowing these differences to divide us to the point of slipping into a bit of a authoritarian regime, fascism. And is that really the direction we want to go down? Is that we want our country to be?
And that's, we can't go to culture war. That's the easy way. Okay. So we have to use facts, and those people don't really like that because it goes against, it makes them think, hey, I've been wrong all this time and now I have to deal with this.
Very difficult to admit when you are wrong, especially when you're so.
I think that we're, 38 to 40% of the company, maybe 42% of the company are lost.
Yeah.
So we are fighting for the middle. We already have the left, right? But we need to fight for the independents, the ones that are smart enough to understand and see outside the box, the bullshit. And those are the people that are waking up now. And that's what we're hoping for. We're never going to win over that 40%.
No. I mean, they're lost. And they're, like you said, they're so ingrained in the culture wars. And you know, it's a personality now.
I've always voted Republican. I'll always vote Republican. And that's just where they think. Don't even look at anything.
Hey, you know what? Here's the way that I used to look at it was Republicans and Democrats. Democrats were the big thinkers, right? Democrats were the ones that were like, we have this great, fantastic idea. And the Republicans used to be the more conservative and saying, okay, that's a great idea, but we can't do all of it. Let's do, you know, like compromise. Let's find a way to compromise, where Republicans were kind of trying to slow down progression and the Democrats were pushing through Democrats, you know, and there's not anything wrong with that when you're compromising.
No.
But we have lost the art of compromise. And now it's like my way or the highway. You either do this or you're against us. You're the enemy. Instead of saying, okay, you know what? I don't necessarily agree with you on that.
Sells newspapers. Polarization sells ad time. Polarization is what the media makes money on.
So
that's all they care about.
But maybe we're all starting to wake up. Hopefully it's kind of like where your matrix, you're starting to take. Which pill is it that you're supposed to take to see what it is?
I hope the younger generation, they're not fooled like the older people. The older the person is, typically more likely they are to be fooled.
Well, I'm actually scared about the younger generation for men, especially, you know, young men who starting to kind of get into this. There are certain talking head people, podcasters that are definitely
the manosphere.
Yeah. That are causing major problems.
Joe Rogan's the head of that.
I can think of worse than him.
And well, I agree with you. He's the moderate one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But there's a lot of ones that are a hell of a lot worse than him. But they're all, that's all the, you know, manosphere. It's all the tall heads, the fucking podcast. Yeah. You know, who's that asshole they got arrested in Europe for, they had all sports cars. He's a total asshole.
Tate,
what's his name?
Andrew Tate. Is that who?
Piece of shit. You know, all those dudes. Really, really gross, misogynistic, you know, nasty little raper fuckers.
Yep. Yeah. And those, I mean, I'm a little nervous about our young men that are kind of growing up in that, but
They think that's the woman's fault because it's not their fault that they can't get laid or they can't find a woman that like them. That's the problem, right? It's the women. It's not them.
Of course. But to take this back to the good news is that I felt like that, you know, the events, you know, nationwide were mostly peaceful and joyful. And it there brought in some people that were, you know, Republicans, independents. It wasn't just crazy hair, blue haired liberals or whatever they were trying to say it was. I mean, there was a lot of older generation there. There was a lot of older people there protesting, and because, you know, they know the history, they've seen the history, they know what's happening. So I don't know. That was my good news.
It was an amazing experience. I'll be at the next one.
Do we know if there's another one being planned and works?
I'm sure there is, but we're not privy to the date.
Yeah, yet. We'll find out. I'm sure you're right too. Guess what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts!
What's going on, Bart?
So, have you guys gone down to Front Street below the Portage Trail Bridge and checked out the new mural?
No, I saw a picture of it. It looks gorgeous.
It's pretty cool.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I drove last weekend. I was doing deliveries and I drove through there a couple times just to stop and look at it.
Wow. It looks really amazing. I'll have to go.
It was created by Cleveland artist April Bleakney, and it includes historic and modern imagery of our community's evolution. Everything from the original librarian from Taylor Memorial to there's instances of Devo in there, of the trade industry in the community, the river, just about, like, there's got to be, I'm hoping she does, like, a little, like, Sergeant Pepper type thing for this, you know, to list out everything that's in it.
We'll have to drive by it, Mike.
Okay.
But it's really, really cool. And there's a little tiny mural, like, around the corner. Like right there at the end of the steps.
A mini mural.
Oh.
Yeah, a mini mural, yes.
That's awesome. I love it.
All about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Bart.
No, you're good. Akron Comic Con is coming up November 8th to 9th at Emilio's Expo Center, right there next to the BMV.
Yeah.
In fact, I will be there on Sunday working at the library table.
Nice.
Sunday, live at the library table. Bart Sullivan. You can buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Well, that was so good.
Sorry.
That was great.
You're good.
Is that what he speaks? How he speaks to you every night before bed?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Sunday.
I hope you do every other day of the week, too.
Nope. It's always Sunday. Doesn't matter what day. It's always Sunday.
So be sure to check that out. There will be, you know, comics, artwork, plenty of actors showing up. With probably too expensive of cost to get an autograph.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's always a great time there. What is it? Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 4. And how much does it cost to get in? It cost $15 to get in. Child tickets are $5.
Okay. Mentally a child, or do you have to be like physically a child? Because
I mean,
my husband's like 5.
Yeah, I've been getting in with my press pass all these years.
Nice.
If you're mentally a 9-year-old kid, if that counts, then it's free.
Mike.
Ooh.
One child under 10.
Only one? You have to pick your favorite child.
Yeah. all the other young kids can't get in, just one.
Just one.
Otherwise, it's $5.
Got it. It's not too bad.
And finally, Bookworms Unite.
I'm so excited about this.
Are you?
If you were missing how you felt as a kid, Scholastic Fair.
Oh, such the best time. Fair. Oh, gosh. It was my favorite thing.
Well, hi-ho have you. The Bottles and Books Pop-Up Adult Book Fair is happening Sunday, November 2nd. Next Sunday.
Mike, that's an opportunity.
Sunday. Sorry, I wasn't going to do it. It's going to be a big...
appropriate, you won't do it. When it's not appropriate, as I see.
It has to be inappropriate.
Okay, got it. Got it.
So next Sunday, November 2nd, 12 to 2, explore a curated selection of over 50 titles for around 10 to 15 bucks. Plus, there will be bookmarks, bags, keychains, and other FM.
Oh.
Stickers? Will they have stickers that
smell? I imagine there will be.
I do have some more room on my water bottle for so. Let's do it.
We converted our pantry to a giant sticker thing. So every time we get a cool sticker, we can put it in our pantry. And hopefully, a goal is to eventually have in the every single spot that you'd be white covered with the sticker.
Oh, then use like the Mod Podge to like protect it.
Yeah. Or you just keep covering it until it's just.
Not true.
It's what I did the dishwasher safe Mod Podge, the clear. That's how I protect my water bottle with my stickers. Mm. There you guys go. FYI.
I always wondered how people do that.
Well, I don't know if people do it, if that was what people recommend or not, but it seems to be working.
You can probably dip it in some polyurethane too.
Yeah, that's true. You could probably do it. It's probably better, but you know what?
Or some hardcore boat urethane, make it way like.
I had Mod Podge, like some dishwasher safe Mod Podge, and I'm like, what the heck? Let's just give it a try. And so far, it seems to be sticking. So, anywho, I think it would be fantastic. I know it's probably too late, but if they do this again, to be able to print out the sheets of all their books, and then you'd be able to like color or circle which ones you want, like as a kid, that would be amazing. I remember my mom's like, you can get like one book, and you're like, what? And you had to like sit and look at all of your options and figure out which one do you actually want, or they give you the money to be able to walk in there and do the little. You could buy a book. Oh, this is my favorite time. I just loved it.
I hate
it. Why?
Because I wasn't able to afford any of the books.
You're
the kid who can't get anything.
Oh, that's fair. Wow, you have to bring everything down.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Don't bring your trauma into my happy times.
I just shopped and looked. Said, ooh, it's kind of cool.
Ugh. So thank you, everyone, for listening this week. Again, I'm probably not going to edit very much because I just didn't.
That's scary. We are so sorry, everybody.
Bart has joined the We Do Not Care Club.
Welcome. Do not care. Hey. Yep. I love that. I love Bye, that.
Everyone. You'll learn how much I care once you start listening.
And you'd be like, they sound like crap. And like, that's how we always sound. Yep. Bart always made us sound good. But
if it sounds good, you know I did some
work. Yeah.
Who needs editorial magic? We do.
Big time. Yeah. Oh, well. All right, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to false friends and family so they can listen as well.